This is BBC Radio 3. We're on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. 11:15 now, and Late Junction with Fiona Torkington.
Thank you. The Yaron Herman Quartet, much enjoyed by the audience, recorded in November at Jazz in the Round in the Claw Ballroom at the Royal Festival Hall during the London Jazz Festival. That was their arrangement of Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box, with Yaron Herman on piano, Emile Parisien on sax, Stefan Karecki on bass and Ziv Ravitz on drums. And more from the London Jazz Festival later on tonight. Our own Kit Downs getting together with Chicago-based cellist Fred Lomberg-Holm. That was at their Adventures in Sound gig at Café Otto. And welcome again to Late Junction. It's a slightly shorter than usual programme tonight and tomorrow, in fact, as well. But don't forget, you can listen again on the iPlayer. And that includes our New Year's show from last night with John Paul Jones as our special guest. Now here's some more live music. It's the Jimi Hendrix Experience from October 1967, broadcast on the BBC's Top Gear, which in those days was nothing to do with fast cars, but it was a radio music show. There are some interesting sleeve notes here by David Sinclair, who talks about the BBC as a really key player in the development of British rock in the 1960s because of DJs and producers who really believed in contemporary music. But he also talks about the BBC's practice of recording music sessions and how important that was, and the BBC's role in Hendrix's career. From the Jimi Hendrix Experience, this is Catfish Blues. Thank you.
cast out in a wide world to roam. I have no promise of tomorrow. Heaven my home. I started to make heaven my home. I know I'm weak and unworthy. I know I'm weak and unworthy. My heart is so prone to sin. Savior Almighty, but Jesus, the Savior Almighty, has promised to take me in. He's promised to take me in. When friends and relations forsake me, troubles roll round me so high. I think of the kind words of Jesus. Poor pilgrim, I'm always nigh. Soon shall reach the bright glory where mortals no more complain. The old ship is approaching. Captain's calling my name. Sometimes I'm tossed and I'm driven, and I know not where to roam. But I've heard of a city called I started to make it my home. Hark, what is that I see coming? My blood's running cold and slow, but Jesus can quiet the Jordan and pilot me through as I go.
Alan Lomax recorded that in 1959 at the Mount Olivet Regular Baptist Church, Blackley, Kentucky. That was I.D. Beck and the Church Congregation from a compilation called Stranded in the USA, Early Songs of Emigration. And they followed on from the Jimi Hendrix Experience and Catfish Blues. That was recorded in 1967 for the Top Gear radio show on Radio 1. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3.
Lesson 1. Basic Hip. Basic to hip is the concept of digging, to dig. Mr. Geats Romo, how would you define dig?
Well, you know, man, like when you dig something.
Well, yes, but...
Well, dig, baby. It's like, you know, when you dig some chick or some cat. You know, or when you pick up on something. You dig it, you dig?
To dig, then, would mean to like, to understand, or to appreciate.
Dig. It's like... No, it's more like in music, you dig? You know what is a quarter tone? Like, you get a note in there between C and C sharp, and that's its own sound, you know? I mean, you can't call it C because it isn't. That's like dig. Dig means dig. Like if you don't dig and you say dig, I dig where you're at. Like on the wrong cat, it's the wrong word. Dig?
Ladies and gentlemen, now you begin to see one of our problems with the hip language. Each hip word or phrase carries with it an implication of the speaker's background and his involvement in hip society. In other words, the phrase, I dig, not only means I understand, but I am a special sort of person who understands in a very special way.
Yeah, that is exactly what I said.
In other words, I'm saying I am hip.
Dig yourself, baby. You got a way to go.
Chapeau de paille, tu souris et puis tu bailles et t'endors dans la lumière. Saint-Tropez, dormant dans la lumière. Saint-Tropez, dans les yeux de tes filles, il y a la joie de la vie. Et toutes les folies, et toutes les fureurs, Saint-Tropez. Ceux qui jamais ne viendront de Dallas, de Santa Fe, ils diront comme un regret les syllabes de ton nom. Tes voiles sous les étoiles, le soleil sur tes dalles, ta folle vanité, Saint-Tropez, Saint-Tropez. De New York ou de Babel, ils viennent dépenser leur or.
In the 1960s, a young singer called Marie Laforêt took part in a French film called Saint-Tropez Blues, and she also had a big hit singing that title song. And she followed on from an extract from A Cult 1959. Listen from those Cool Cats, Del Close and John Brent. How to be hip. Martin Fay, fiddle player with the Chieftains, died last year, which prompted some unearthing of earlier albums. From 1977, this is The Fairy's Lamentation and Dance.
Thank you.
John Adams's China Gates, which he wrote in 1977 with young pianists in mind, depicting a steady rainfall on a California afternoon. Andrew Russo was the pianist there, and that followed on from The Chieftains from 1977 too, The Fairy's Lamentation and Dance. The singer Bella Hardy is part of this year's Spotlight England project, and she'll be appearing as part of that at the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. That's on the 2nd of February. Here's a song from her album The Dark Peak and the White called The Driving of the Deer. It's with Chris Drever on guitar.
Lord Peveril stood on the Lord's seat, and an angry man was he, for he heard the sound of a hunter's horn slow winding up the lane. He looked north, he looked to south, east and west looked he. Oh, holy cross, the Norman cried, who hunts in my country? Belike they think that Peveril dare no far from forest walk, well worth the hunting they shall find, abroad is still the hawk. Again he looked where Haldon Hill Corningsdale, and then once more the bugle blast came swelling along the gale. Now mountain ride, the baron cried, the sound comes o'er the lea. These outlaws who now drive my deer shall soon our quarry be. All down the slope, along the flat, against the hill they ride. No pull or rein till every steed stands fast at Gortress side. Hold hard to hear the Peveril said, and upward held his hand, while all his many kept behind to wait the Lord's command. And westwards on the vault edge, more beyond the rocky height, bulls, hounds and hunters, men and horse and deer were all in sight. Who are these who break forest law, who fear not Peveril's sword? Up spoke Sir Payne Peveril and said, bowed and he's the Lord. Sir Bruno Height, a Franklin brave, one of the Saxon swine, who feast each day on fat-fed beef and guzzle ale, not wine. Beshrew his horn, beshrew his heart, this land he may not ride. If he kills a deer by the conqueror's bow, by forest law he'll bide. Ride on, Sir Payne, and tell the churl to cease his hunting cheer, and come before his suzerain lord, who waits his presence here. Followed by gentle three, nor stayed his horse till he had reached the hunter's company. And then he said, fair sirs, you ride and drive, our deer is free, as if this land were all your own and not in forestry. Sir Franklin cried, I'm not his man, and Peveril knows full well, though within the bounds of his forest walk it likes me sooth to dwell. My manner of boding I hold in chief for good King Harry's might, and you can only force me hence if strongest in the fight. Saxon then upraised his spear or twanged his good yew bow, and the Normans who rode out unarmed couldn't match this threatening show. Lord Peveril viewed their bows and spears and marked their strong array, and so grim he smiled and softly said, we'll right this wrong someday. Lord Peveril stood on the Lord's seat.
Bella Hardy there with Chris Drever. The Driving of the Deer, which comes from Bella's album The Dark Peak and the White. And if you go to the album's website, Bella explains the origins of each of the songs, and she's got some lovely photos of the Peak District locations for the songs as well. And Chris Drever's Lao colleague Martin Green has done a session for Late Junction with Sheena Mukherjee, and you can hear that later this month. It would be very hard to imagine an album celebrating the Touch label's 30th anniversary without the brilliant Chris Watson appearing on it. We find him at Brussels North Railway Station, followed by Jana Vinderen recording Bats in Regent's Park in London last September. Catherine Lambert, Because You Have Forgotten Me, I Say Goodbye to Love. And before that, two tracks from Touch's 30th anniversary album, Jan Avindran's recording of Bats in Regent's Park last year, and Chris Watson at the railway station at Brussels North. Next, the great Qawwali singer Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan recorded in Paris in 1985, a song of praise to the great Sufi master Muinuddin Chishti. O master of masters, thou art the honour and the pride of the world.
Oh, Sama pa ni da de da ni pa ma ba da. Sama pa ni da de.
Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, a song of praise to the master of masters, Moinuddin Chishti. George Brown now best known as Young Tiger, and his put down of those young jazzers, not just their music, but their street talk too.
This modern music's got me confused. To tell your friends I'm quite unenthused. This modern music's got me confused. To tell your friends I'm quite unenthused. I like Pee Wee Hunt or the Great Kong Basie, but can't make head nor tail of this Dizzy Gillespie with his oop-a-ba-da. Be-a-ba-do-la, beep-bleep-bleep-ble-ble-ble-ble-ble-jam-chill-ya-ba. Oop-a-ba-dee-oop-ah-ah. Dizzy Gillespie is the creator of this new style in co with Charlie Parker, Coleman Hawkins, Howard Mudgee. They all indulge in this monstrosity. They take a major seventh and a flatted ninth, two ooliacoos and a half a pint, then oop-a-ba-da. Be-a-ba-do-la, beep-bleep-bleep-ble-ble-ble-ble-jam-chill-ya-ba. Boppers you see around, they all converse in a special tongue. Uliaku and Iliada, one means hello, the other tata. They call a man a cat and a girl a chick, and they up to all kinds of shady tricks with their oop-a-ba-da. Be-a-ba-do-la, beep-bleep-bleep, ube-ube-ube-ube, jam-chill-ya-ba. In conclusion, I must now say, the bebop boys, they know how to play, but that music is not for me. So take it back, Mr. Gillespie. You'd better take it back to 52nd Street with your high-speed riffs and staccato beats and your oop-a-ba-da. Be-a-ba-do-la, beep-bleep-bleep-ble-ble-ble-ble-jam-chill-ya-ba. Oop-a-ba-diddle-oom-ah-ah-ah-ah.
Take it back, Mr. Gillespie. Take back your high-speed riffs. Young Tiger there, not impressed by the new jazz. I wonder what he'd make of our own pianist Kit Downs and Chicago cellist. Actually, he describes himself as an anti-cellist, Fred Lomberg Holm. Here they are, recorded at Cafe Otto from the Adventures in Sound gig on the 10th of November. And thanks to our friends over at Jazz on 3 who recorded this. I'll be back tomorrow night with Late Junction at the later than usual time of 11:30. Hope you can join me. Till then, good night. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Kodály, Rachmaninoff and Dvořák from Stockholm for this first hour and a half. Music making from a couple of concerts given there over the past year or two by the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto and Dvořák's New World Symphony are to come. First, though, Kodály's Dances from Galanta. These days, the village of Galanta is in Slovakia, but it was part of Hungary when Kodály lived there as a boy. And he wrote these dances in 1933 as an evocation of the spirit of Galanta's long-established gypsy band. And the idiom should be familiar to the conductor here. He's the Slovakian Juraj Valčua.
Thank you.
Kodály's Dances from Galanta, written around the time Kodály was one of conductor George Solti's teachers at the Budapest Academy. And as Solti remembered, he became a disciple of an extremist healthy life cult that called for a severe form of vegetarianism, cold water cures and going barefoot. There was even a period when he came to the Academy shoeless. The Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra there, conducted by Joraj Valchua. And pianist Yevgeny Bozhanov is with them now for Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto.